91X News.
It's 3 degrees with some light rain at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Austin Mackay. Our top story today is the weather. With icy roads and tons of fog, drivers should be wary of the conditions on the road. Due to this weather and the issued freezing rain warnings, the Tri-Board Student Transportation Service has canceled bus routes in areas including Bancroft, Center and North Hastings, and Charbet Lake area. However, schools are open. Parents are reminded that if they take their children to school today, that they will be responsible for picking them up at the end of the day. For a complete list of bus cancellations, visit the Tri-Board website at tri-board.on.ca. Also, there was a collision involving a Coburg school bus and a BMW last night. It happened on Van Leuven Road, east of Hustle Road, in Hamilton Township. No one was injured, and the children were transferred to another bus and were brought home without any incident. The driver of the bus observed the BMW drifting towards the bus. The bus driver was able to bring the bus to a complete stop before the BMW struck the bus. As a result of the collision, the BMW driver was charged with careless driving. A cross-examination of the half-brother of a man facing four murder charges continues today in a Kingston courtroom. Mohammed Shafia, his wife, and son have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. They're accused of killing three of Shafia's daughters and his first wife over a polygamous marriage issue involving family honor. The bodies were found in June 2009 in a car at the bottom of the locks in Kingston. Shafia's half-brother told court yesterday that he had never heard of a concept of honor killings until this case. Media reports say five more bodies have been found aboard the cruise ship that ran aground off the Tuscan coast on Friday night. That brings the death toll in the disaster to 11, with 24 people still missing. Teams have been searching the ship for passengers and crew missing since the Costa Concordia struck rocks and capsized. Rescuers blasted four holes in the hull of the ship earlier today to gain easier access to the areas that had not yet been searched. New tapes reveal the captain of the capsized Italian cruise ship had a heated conversation with a Coast Guard official after he abandoned ship. Jim Hickey has the details.
A clearly angry Italian Coast Guard commander orders the cruise ship captain to get back to his vessel and organize the rescue of passengers. Va a porto. Go, the commander says several times. After arguing for several minutes, the captain finally agrees. Va bene, he says. Okay. Then the Coast Guard commander angrily says, subito, immediately, and slams down the phone. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The captain makes excuses as the Italian official repeatedly orders him to get back on his crippled ship to assess the needs of passengers still being evacuated. Francesco Chetino is finally heard agreeing to the return, but is unclear whether he did. Chetino has been jailed for investigation of manslaughter, abandoning ship, and causing a shipwreck. The Bank of Canada is keeping its trend-setting policy rate at 1% for another 2 months and raised its prediction for 2012 economic growth slightly to 2%. Jerry Smith elaborates.
The central bank says economic conditions around the world are deteriorating, but not necessarily for Canada, and says Canada performed better than expected in the second half of 2011, which will result in the economy returning to normal a quarter sooner than it had expected in the fall. But the bank says the output gap in the economy will not be fully closed until the third quarter of 2013. As for growth, the bank says the economy expanded by 2.4% in 2011, three notches better than its earlier forecast. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
The policy rate will slow to 2% this year before picking up steam to 2.8% in 2013. The last 2 years were roughly in line with the bank's views in its fall economic statement. A 19-year-old man and three younger males are facing 81 charges in a series of armed robberies in the Toronto area. Toronto police say the hold-up squad has been investigating the heist that took place from February to December last year. It's alleged that four males committed 13 armed robberies at a convenience stores in the city's East End and in York Region north of Toronto. Police say the robbers wore disguises. Solomon Salik, 19, of Toronto, is charged with five counts of robbery while armed with a firearm, five counts of disguise with intent, five counts of weapons dangerous, and failing to comply with probation. Three Toronto teens are also charged with numerous offenses but cannot be named under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. A study suggests many small businesses are looking at the new pooled pension proposal Ottawa unveiled last year. The Ledger Marketing poll suggests 73% of small firms not offering pensions at the moment would look at ways their firms could contribute to the plans. The federal government unveiled the pooled plans last year in lieu of expanding the Canadian pension plan, but because of the new savings vehicle is strictly voluntary, the effectiveness of the plan remains in question. Another day of healthcare talks gets underway in Victoria today, with the provincial premiers considering ways to get Ottawa back to the table. Prime Minister Harper shot down requests for more cash yesterday, but the premiers say they're not giving up yet on reconfiguring the healthcare funding formula. The federal finance minister already rejected the province's pleas after handing them his ready-made plan last month. It ties future health funding to economic growth. A Canadian Navy intelligence officer charged with communicating information to foreign entity has had his case adjourned until next week. Sub-Lieutenant Jeffrey Paul DeLille faces charges under the Security of Information Act that deal with communication information that could harm Canada's interests. The 40-year-old Halifax man, who did not appear for a bail hearing today in Halifax Provincial Court, was remanded in custody until his case returns to court on January 25th. Outside court, defense lawyer Cameron McKean declined to comment on the case, saying only that there is presumption of innocence until guilt is proven. That's 91X News to 1206. Jose de Barros has sports next.
Whether you're into cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, or just being immersed in the outdoors, Quinte Conservation's more than 20 conservation areas will help you enjoy winter. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing can be enjoyed at H.R. Frank Conservation Area and Outdoor Education Center and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area. It's a great time to see winter birds and enjoy the winter outdoors with Quinte Conservation. Visit quinteconservation.ca for more info.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. The Loyalist sports teams do not have any games tonight, but will be busy tomorrow. Both the men's and women's basketball teams travel to Toronto to face George Brown. The women play at 6 o'clock, while the men play at 8. The Lancers men have a record of 4 wins and 7 losses, and sit 9th in the men's East region, while the women are 5-4 and are in 4th place in the women's East region. On the volleyball courts, both Loyalist teams will play in Peterborough to take on Fleming College. Again, the women play at 6, and the men at 8. The men have won 8 matches and lost 4, sitting in 5th place in the East region. The women are also 8-4, as well as place 5th in the East. The Belleville Bulls have the night off tonight, and they will need it. The Bulls have run into a rough patch in recent weeks, having lost 7 of their last 8 games. Tomorrow night, the Bulls play the Mississauga St. Michael's Majors at the Yardman Arena. Belleville is now in 3rd place in the OHL's East Division, and are in 7th place in the Eastern Conference. In Junior A action, there are 3 games lined up for tonight. The Wellington Dukes visit Peterborough to face the Liflock Stars, with the game starting at 7 o'clock. The other games have the Buffalo Junior Sabres hosting the Huntsville Otters at 7:30, and the Pickering Panthers playing the Whitby Fury at 7:40. The Trenton Golden Hawks are at the top of the East Division charts, leading the Cobourg Cougars by 3 points. There is one single game scheduled for the Empire B. It's a battle of the best and worst teams in Division A. The Picton Pirates and the Napanee Raiders are set to meet in Napanee for a game starting at 7:30. The Pirates are first in the division, only 1 point ahead of the Campbellford Rebels. Staying with hockey, but with the big boys now. There are 11 games to be played tonight in the NHL. The marquee matchup will be the Battle of Ontario, as Ottawa goes to the Air Canada Centre to play the Maple Leafs. James Reiber will be in net tonight for the Leafs as they try to halt a 2-game losing streak. Other games tonight include Winnipeg at New Jersey, Edmonton at Columbus, Los Angeles at Vancouver, and Calgary is at San Jose. Novak Djokovic started his Australian Open defense with a 6-2, 6-love, 6-love win over Paolo Lorenzi. Canada's Miloš Raonic, who made it to the fourth round a year ago in Melbourne, also won in straight sets. On the women's side, Canada's Alexandria Wozniak advanced to the second round, while Rebecca Marino lost in straight sets. Marino is in good company, as U.S. Open champ Samantha Solster also crashed out in the first round. The Australian was the host country's best hope at a Grand Slam title. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. Now that's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X Weather.
Today, periods of rain, fog becoming fog patches this morning, high 8. A few rain showers ending late this evening, then partly cloudy with 30% chance of flurries, low minus 10. Wednesday, clearing in the morning with northeast winds gusting 30 kilometers to 50, becoming light in the afternoon with a high minus 8. At 12:10, it's 3 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Austin McKay with Jose DeBarros. News is next at 1.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.